on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First one.
Hey, how you doing? How comes you didn't make a big broadcast announcement you were coming to my uni the other week? I probably would have made the effort to pop along to the union. Lol. Instead, I was getting a tad merry round a friend's house, singing along to Christmas karaoke songs. How sad. Take care. Rye.
Well, Rye, I'm sorry I didn't make a big advert about it on air.
It's quite unusual, because you normally mention where you play.
I like to mention it before I go, but it doesn't even say what uni it was, so I'm sorry. Didn't miss much.
I'm sorry, is this where I meant to say, have you got any coming up, Scott?
Yes, I have, actually.
Really?
The next one being Dundee University.
Ooh.
And that's on the 17th.
It's a good one, Dundee.
Thank you.
We played Dundee and we were such a threat to some other place that was having entertainment that night that they deliberately set the fire alarm off just to sabotage our gig.
That's how popular you are
apparently,
in Dundee.
Apparently, so, yeah. And a girl broke the trumpet.
It's the Chappers and Dave World Tour.
Mm.
Okay, well, look forward to Dundee. I'll see you very soon. How does she break the trumpet?
It was Claire Sweeney.
Oh, what, after? No,
I still use that trumpet.
You might want to explain what the trumpet is and why it's there.
It was used for a very old feature a very long time ago. We don't have the trumpet anymore. Actually, ever since Becky stole it from a gig.
No, basically, they asked for a trumpet, this little tiny trampoline, and it was on their rider, so they'd eaten all the sweets and Coke and whatever else they get. And Coca-Cola. And, so I said, well, if you've asked for the trumpet, I'll take that home. And I did, and I walked out of this club with this massive trampoline.
Glad you tell that story.
Really good. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, and the Beck star. Oh, go on then, and the one that doesn't speak. Tongue sticking out, winking smiley.
He's waving.
I used to take showers because, well, they take less time. But I heard you taking over for Chris one morning, and that was it. I was hooked.
What, we made you stop having showers?
I don't understand this.
I don't get to listen to the radio after 3, as that's when I leave work, and I'm far too busy after. Yeah, right. I'm just a TV guy. Lol. But once I heard you all, I had to download your podcast each and every day. Then it hit me. If I'm too busy, watching TV, to listen to the radio, when would I listen to your podcast? So I stopped with the showers and started taking baths. Now every night I get a nice soak and get to laugh my head off. So thank you for making me cleaner and happier.
Are you cleaner in a bath though?
Aren't you?
Well, because you're in the water all the time, aren't you?
And you get really, really wrinkly bits on your fingers.
By the end of our podcast, you'd be really wrinkly.
Oh, yeah.
P.S. You all sound so hot, and I wanted to see what you all looked like.
Oh, God. No, don't do it.
First the most. His voice is so sexy.
Who? Can we hear that again?
P.S. You all sound so hot, and I wanted to see what you all looked like. Chappers the most. His voice is so sexy.
Brilliant.
But I'm scared in case he don't live up to my imagination. What should I do?
Don't look.
Yeah.
PPS. Okay, I might be pushing my luck here, but I love you all and think you're tops. I would love a signed photo of the gang. I would pay the postage, as this is the credit crunch after all. Your faithful listener for the rest of what I hope will be a very long-running radio show. XXX. Shane, off that Tattenham place.
Oh.
X.
I was going to say, I think she likes you, Chappers, but it's Shane off Tattenham.
That's fine, I'll take any admiration going.
Yep. Thanks, Shane. Next.
Amazing. Mini me. Mint. Awesome. Hi, Becky. Ross. Glasgow.
That's all.
Yeah.
There's mini me's on Celebrity Big Brother. Have you been watching it?
Bits of it, but because we're on earlies, I have to go to bed before it comes on.
But I thought you would happily watch anything that he appeared in, no matter what time of day or night it was.
I know, but I think it's his comic acting. He's not really doing much in the house, is he?
No, not really.
He just spends time sorting out his drawers all the time. Have you seen him do that? The ones by his bed, he like takes stuff in and puts it out. And
he sleeps a lot, more than the others.
Well, there's nothing else to do in there, is there?
Not really. We could have a chat with Michelle Heaton.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the lovely posh lady. What is your name, by the way? Just thought I'd write and tell you about a weird dream I had about you last night, Scott. You were performing a stand-up comedy show on the field at the end of my road. Sorry to say, I don't remember you being that funny. The audience watching, including myself, were all lying under blankets, and it was freezing. Afterwards, you attended an autograph signing at a candle shop, signing all the merchandise.
Candle shop?
Unfortunately, I was the only one who bothered to turn up.
Yeah, that would figure.
If you have any ideas as to what this dream means, I'd be delighted to find out. Do you like scented candles? Love the show. Love you. Felicity. Lots of X's.
Thanks, Flick.
Do you like scented candles?
I do like a scented candle now and again, yeah.
Do you prefer incense?
No.
No?
No, that gets right up my nose. Makes me sneeze, actually. So, yes, I'm all for the scented candles. However, I've never done an autograph signing session in a candle shop. But if there are any candle shops listening... anything you want to know, Scott...
Have you actually just offered yourself to do autograph signing sessions in candle shops?
Yeah.
Is it really that bad?
It's fine. It's 5 to 7. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or send a text to 81199 and we'll get the posh lady to read out anything you want and try and answer it as we can on Dear Scott. It's 6:56 on Radio 1.